For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Eric Hovde won't be running for Wisconsin governor. The former U.S. Senate candidate made the announcement on a video posted on X on Wednesday.
I really appreciate everybody's support and encouragement for me to get in the governor's race. But now is not the time.
Hovde said he wants to spend more time with his family following his narrow election loss run last year to incumbent Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. His decision leaves U.S. Congressman Tom Tiffany and Washington County Executive Josh Shulman as the major Republicans in the August 2026 primary. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that the Catholic Charities Bureau must be declared eligible for tax exemption under the state's unemployment insurance program. Monday's decision comes months after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the state Supreme Court had violated the organization's First Amendment right to religious protection when it previously denied the exemption. The state Supreme Court had ruled that the Catholic Charities Bureau and its affiliates are incorporated separately from the diocese, making it ineligible for the exemption. Attorney General Josh Call and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection have announced a $4.25 million multi-state settlement with Menards. The settlement resolves claims that the company deceptively marketed its merchandise credit check program, commonly known as the Menards 11% rebate program, and engaged in price gouging during the COVID-19 pandemic. As part of the settlement, the company will pay $4.25 million to the multi-state group. Wisconsin's portion of the settlement is over $750,000. A central Wisconsin paper company is getting funding to modernize its dams. Governor Tony Evers signed a bill last week that requires the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to provide $42 million to Domtar Paper Company, which operates a dam in Rothschild and Nakusa. The Rothschild Dam, built in 1912, spans 663 feet across the Wisconsin River, creating Lake Wausau. It was initially used to power the Rothschild Mill and channel pulpwood from upstream for pulp and paper manufacturing. The modernization project aims to replace the timber crib spillway section of the dam, which was last replaced over 60 years ago. The state funding will cover half of the total project cost, which clocks in at $84 million. The legislation requires Domtar to begin the modernization by the end of next year. If they don't, they will have to return the funding to the state. Domtar would also have to return funding if they sell either its mill in Rothschild or its mill in Nakusa prior to the completion of the dam modernization project. According to the Wisconsin Realtors Association, November real estate report, existing home sales is down 9.2% year over year, the first monthly decline since May. Year-to-date sales are up 1.5%. Median prices rose 4.8% to $325,000 in November, while inventory grew 3.7%, the 26th straight month of growth. Mortgage rates fell to 6.20%, and affordability improved with the affordability index up to 4.7% to 134. A Sauk County jury has found Michael D. Thompson, 57, guilty of operating while intoxicated following a trial before Sauk County Circuit Judge Blake Duren. The jury returned guilty verdicts on all four counts: operating while intoxicated, fifth offense; operating with a prohibited alcohol concentration, fifth offense; disorderly conduct and obstructing an officer. Both fifth offense cases are Class G felonies, punishable by 10 years imprisonment, but the court may only impose a single sentence since they arise from the same incident. The charges stem from an incident where Sauk County Sheriff's deputies responded to a residence following reports of a stranger banging on a homeowner's door and making bizarre and threatening statements. Upon arrival, deputies identified Thompson as the source of the disturbance and determined he had driven to the residence while highly intoxicated. Forensic testing later revealed Thompson had a blood alcohol concentration of 0.223. Under Wisconsin law, because Thompson had more than three prior OWI offenses, his legal limit was restricted to .02. Consequently, Thompson had driven at more than 11 times his legal limit when he was apprehended. While Thompson has six total OWI-related incidents on his record, this case was necessarily prosecuted as a fifth offense. This classification is due to a recent change in Wisconsin case law, which rendered his prior implied consent violation no longer countable as a conviction for criminal charging purposes. Michael Thompson's bail was revoked, and he was remanded to the custody of the Sauk County Jail. Sentencing is scheduled for February 27th. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is transforming neurological care for critically ill patients with the adoption of the Cerebell System, an FDA-cleared electroencephalography device powered by artificial intelligence. Designed for rapid seizure detection and continuous monitoring, this technology enables hospital teams to quickly make critical treatment decisions and potentially provide better outcomes for patients at risk of non-conclusive seizures. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is the first SSM Health Wisconsin Region Hospital to implement this technology. A quarter of all critically ill neurologic patients are at high risk of seizures. Of those, 90% experience a type of seizure that shows no outward visible signs and can only be detected using EEG. These seizures occur without obvious symptoms, making them difficult to detect and often delaying treatment. Without prompt management with anti-seizure medication, non-convulsive seizures can become more difficult to manage. Like stroke, time is brain for seizures, and prompt diagnosis and intervention are critical as treatment effectiveness declines with every hour of delay. The Cerebell system includes an easy-to-apply headband, a portable recorder, and intuitive AI-driven software. Setup takes less than 10 minutes, giving clinicians immediate access to EEG data for timely, informed decision-making. A retrospective analysis found that compared to conventional EEG, initial assessment with Cerebell was associated with a median reduction of ICU stay by 4 days. The Cerebell system does not replace conventional EEG monitoring, but is a complementary solution that enables expanded EEG coverage throughout the hospital. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Packers take on the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. One of the greatest rivalries in sports, the Packers and Bears in Chicago. It's been a while since both teams had a shot at the postseason. Matt LaFleur on what to expect.
I think it'll be like the first time we went down there in 2019 to open up the season. I think it's going to be electric. I'm sure they're going to have the big baritone national anthem guy out there and piping it away. I think it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. It's playoff football atmosphere, so it'll be fun.
Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7:20 tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Raptors, 111-105. Milwaukee's lost 7 of their last 10 games. They'll play the Timberwolves in Minnesota Sunday night. Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin hosts Villanova. Women's college volleyball. The match lasted 5 long sets. Wisconsin coming up short. They were eliminated by number 1 ranked Kentucky, 3-2. Wisconsin finished the season with a record of 28-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the upper teens to low 20s by late this afternoon with winds south to west at 5 to 15. Tonight, temperatures will actually climb overnight. It'll be mostly cloudy. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.